For the second year in a row, Mozambique has been coping with devastating floods. UN officials have said that more than 200,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. The flooding hasn't been as destructive as last year, but it's a chronic problem in that part of southern Africa. Mozambique's government and relief agencies are struggling to find ways to minimize damage from the annual rainy season. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Beira in northern Mozambique.
Songs of joy greeted the arrival of the first food shipment at this makeshift camp about an hour's drive north of Beira. It's not really a camp, just a patch of dry ground where people gathered as the floodwaters rose. As a result, they were initially overlooked by relief workers and had gone for 9 days without food. The group here numbers about 2,500. This year's floods have affected almost 500,000 Mozambicans. Still, the floods were mild compared to the cyclone-fed catastrophe that struck Mozambique this time last year. Brenda Barton is the spokesperson for the World Food Program, the WFP.
Oh, I don't think you can compare it. I think it would be one-fifth of what we saw last year, certainly from the point of view of the numbers affected, from the point of view of the numbers of people who have been cut off from assistance, and from the point of view of the number of people that we're simply feeding right now.
Feeding tens of thousands of displaced people was a big concern after last year's flood. Relief organizations met this year's need by pre-positioning stocks before the rains began. Relief worker Waluf Tavares was involved in the planning. Now he's distributing food at this resettlement camp that shelters 30,000 people.
Well, after last year's floods, we spent months in coordination, the UN with the government and NGOs, doing contingency planning. Now for WFP, that meant pre-positioning food, identifying areas that are likely to be isolated, identifying which roads are going to be cut off, alternative means of transport, and that's paid off. Areas like this receive food almost immediately.
Despite the planning and the relatively small size of the flood zone this year, the danger has not passed. Continuous rain in neighboring countries is forcing the release of waters from dams that could threaten hundreds of thousands of people here. Tomas Salamao is Mozambique's Minister of Transport.
The situation is still difficult because it's raining here in Mozambique, it's raining in Zimbabwe, it's raining in Zambia, but also it's raining in Angola, Congo, so the Zambezi is flooding.
Despite the dangers, thousands of Mozambicans have refused to leave their homes in flooded areas. Many remember evacuating last year and returning only to find their homes looted. Still others recognize this flood is not as dangerous as previous years. Fisherman Domingua Semango says he's staying put, although he sent his wife and children to higher ground. We've sent our families away, he says, but we must stay here because this is where we fish. If the water gets too bad, he adds, we'll leave. As part of its long-term planning, the government hopes to allocate plots of land in safe areas to people now living in the flood zone. But Transportation Minister Salamao says it is difficult to convince people they will be better off in new homes. This is so, especially since the floodplains are extraordinarily fertile once the waters have receded.
There are traditional issues that you need to deal with. Some of them are afraid that probably they can be forced to move to another place. Some of them, they want to keep the cattle that they have. They want to keep the house. So it's better to talk to people and to understand exactly why they don't want to move.
The government has plans to relocate up to 500,000 people whose families have lived in the floodplains for centuries. Unless it can convince them to relocate, Mozambique is likely to face a flood crisis almost every year. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Beira, Mozambique.